Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Hey, all right. So we are kicking off our first weight loss challenge of 2024. Start your year with realistic and attainable weight loss with Perfect Fit Nutrition. Join us now for 4 weeks of weight loss focus with things like your own personalized calories, macros, and water needs, so you don't have to guess. Weekly meal planning sessions, weekly food tracking reports, weekly weigh-ins, goal assess and resets, over 100 exclusive, easy and delicious weight loss recipes, a members-only podcast, and our amazing and incredible community. Plus, you get access to our app, so everything is right there at your fingertips. There, you will also find over 75 trainings on weight loss that you can utilize as you make your way through our weight loss roadmap that shows you where you are and where you need to go on your weight loss journey. If you're looking to lose weight this year but truly need it to be individualized and at your own pace, this is the challenge for you. But hurry, because enrollment ends January 5th and we start January 8th. Click the link in the podcast description or go to www.perfectfitnutrition.com. Well, can you believe it? It is 2024, y'all. And around here, we are ready to get back to business. So today, I want to talk about 5 signs that 2024 is going to be your year of weight loss. Happy New Year, friends. I hope everyone had an awesome, awesome New Year. Today, we are going to talk about signs of weight loss. Y'all, I am thriving. The beginning of the year is so exciting to me. Just kind of seeing all the new faces, all the new people, all the new motivation, and ladies that are literally ready to change their lives and actually face weight loss in a realistic and a sound and a lasting way. I cannot wait to change lives in 2024 because that is what this method does. It helps you shed all of that former food trauma, former, you know, weight loss failure mindset, and really just teaches you that this is possible and you can do it. And so today, though, I want to talk about a few signs that you are going to lose in 2024. Okay, so I've got 5 signs for you that are really great signs of you being ready to succeed at weight loss for good in 2024. So I'm just going to dive off into it. So the first one is that it is the very beginning of January, and you are not out there searching for a quick fix, okay? You are not setting an appointment with your doctor to get the shot. You are not trying to take some kind of new pill out on the market. You are not looking for the program that seems to, you know, shed the most fat in the shortest amount of time. Like, you're not on a hunt for the end-all, be-all, best source of quickest weight loss, okay? That in itself is such an awesome sign because it shows that you have realized that there is going to be no magic bullet, no, you know, one size fits all kind of program, shot, pill, whatever, that is going to do it for you. You have realized that you must actually do the work yourself, okay, daily with your relationship with food and your relationship with your body, okay? So, like, not just saying, okay, I'm gonna do it the right way and really focus on the foods that I'm eating and try to get healthier foods in and try to have more balanced meals. I mean, that in itself is awesome if you are thinking in that way, but also setting out to change the way that you think and you feel around food. Okay, that is something that all of the quick fix programs will not offer you. Okay. In fact, a lot of them, dare I say most of them, will make your relationship and the way you think about food actually worse. Because it comes with so much shame. It comes with so much, you know, deprivation. It comes with so many rules that you come out thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm scared of food, right? And so just saying, I am not going to do that. I am going to really do the work, really dive into like my habits, my choices, my food. I'm going to make, you know, a few changes at a time instead of a bunch at one time. I'm not going to look for someone else's weight loss plan or someone else's meal plan. I'm going to do the work to get to know myself and face myself and the way I think and act around food, and then step out and make some actions from that. That in itself is such a wonderful, and if you are listening to this podcast, I feel confident that this is you. Like, I feel confident that if this is not your first podcast, if you have listened to, you know, a couple and have decided to stick around with us, I bet this is how you feel, because you know that all the other crap you've done in the past has gotten you nowhere except back into your fat jeans or whatever. And so I know that, you know, it's an awesome thing for you to be thinking this way. All right. So another sign that 2024 is going to be your year of weight loss is, you know, that excluding a food isn't it. Okay, you know that even though you're going to say, okay, I'm going to do it right, I'm going to try to make healthier choices, I'm going to pay attention to the foods I eat and kind of how they affect my body, I am going to really get to know how, you know, foods and how they make me feel, how they make me think, all that kind of stuff, you even still know that excluding a food is not the way. Okay, you know, you've tried low carb in the past, you've tried to cut out alcohol, you've tried to, you know, fat, you've tried to do all these things that you thought were making, you know, healthy choices around food. You were eating healthier is what you thought in your mind, and so you thought you were doing a good thing for your body, but now you know that that exclusion was hard. First of all, like, you thought just the motivation of losing the weight was going to, you know, help you to not want to ever have a glass of wine again. And then you realize, you know, a couple days later how hard that was. But you also realized that in excluding whatever food or food group, it messed with your brain. It set up a nasty relationship with food. It is now something that you are trying to undo. You know what I mean? And so now you know. You can't restrict yourself. You're not going to say, oh, I'm going to try to cut out some sugar. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to. You're just going to say, okay, I'm going to eat all foods. I'm just going to take into account, you know, what will work for me best, which is including all foods, making a plan for yourself and coming up with where you can fit those foods in that you do enjoy. Okay, so the glass of wine, the carbohydrates, the, you know, sugar, whatever. You are going to allow yourself those so that you don't feel that restriction mindset that comes with trying to exclude anything. That is such a sign of lasting weight loss in 2024. Oh my goodness, like, woo! I am praying for you there, okay? All right, so the third sign is that you have finally decided, I am not going to force exercise on myself to try to lose weight. Okay, so many people are like, I really need to lose weight, so I signed up for the gym. Like, that is, it's a sentence that people say. And like, well, y'all, I love the gym. Okay, I work out regularly. I love it. I love the way it makes me feel. And I do. I love the way, like, I'm doing arm workouts lately, and I'm noticing that I got, like, some arm, you know, I wouldn't say chisel, but I'm getting some definition there, okay? So I do. I love the way it also, you know, changes my body. But that's me. Okay, and I know so many people that are just stepping into the idea of weight loss. I'm talking women that are like trying to come out of driving through the drive-thru twice a day, but really trying to lose weight, who also are like, oh, I'm going to sign up for the gym and I'm going to go every day. Okay, that is like really broad steps from one to the next, okay? So baby steps, you know, layer. I talked about in my course that we just finished up, like layers, right? It's like a layer of a cake, okay? So there's a cake with several layers, and yeah, once it's finished and the icing's put on it, it is beautiful and it's perfect and it's delicious. But like the baker didn't just throw it all on there. Okay, she did one layer at a time and then polished it up with some icing and then did the next layer and polished it up with some icing. That is our weight loss. Okay, so we do our first layer, get it really down pat, okay, get it really consistent, get really comfortable there. Okay, that's the icing, that's the polish, right? And then we add another layer. And so for a lot of people trying to lose weight, that top layer of the cake is exercise. Like exercise is A, the hardest part for them to get consistent with, but also B, the like thing they dread the most. So I cannot stand to see when people try to put that top layer, that exercise, as the first thing they do, okay? And then they dread every single day of their lives. Now, if you love to exercise, if you love to move your body, okay, ignore this. But if you're one of those who really hates to exercise, but also seems to go back to exercise as your first attempt when you're trying to lose weight, if you are saying to yourself, I'm not going to do that this time, then that is such a sign that 2024 is your year of weight loss. Yes, weight loss is wonderful. I mean, exercise is wonderful. It can help with your weight loss, but there are so many more things that are more enjoyable for you, possibly, and will be more consistently done by you that you can start with. So by you saying, I know that I'm that person Constance is talking about, I know that I dread exercise, or I don't really have the time for exercise right now, I have young kids, or I have a really busy schedule, or, you know, if like, I know that exercise just always feels like a lot of pressure and a lot of stress for me, and in turn causes me to give up on my weight loss goals, I'm not going to start with exercise this time. I'm not even going to consider exercise for a while. If that is you, that is a sign that 2024 is going to be your year of weight loss, because you are shedding some of that burden that you put on yourself around weight loss. Okay, some of that uncomfortable, kind of really not enjoyable burden that you have put on yourself for weight loss. You are saying, okay, I'm going to put a pause on that, because I now know, after listening to Constance, that I don't have to exercise to lose weight. All right, number four, excuse me. The fourth sign that 2024 is your year of weight loss is that you've actually set realistic goals and action steps. And if you are a STAR student, you have already started working on them, okay? So in our course, we really laid that out, the five steps to realistic weight loss course. We laid it out very clearly, how to set realistic goals and then how to set action steps that go along with that goal that you're focusing on. And then how to break down that action to make it as easy as possible for yourself in the day to day. Okay, because again, when you're sitting down dreaming goals and dreaming action steps, everything is, you know, hard eyes and rainbows. But then you got to go back to work. You got to get these kids back to school. You got to do all the things that you're always running, doing. And that's when taking the actual action of the action steps can feel a lot harder, can feel a lot heavier. And so in our course, we really laid out how to break it down, how to make it as easy as possible for you to attempt those action steps that you've set for yourself that are for that realistic goal that you are working towards. And so if you have got that realistic goal, that realistic action, girl, you are killing it, okay? If you missed our course, we actually have it laid out inside of our membership. We have over 75 courses in our membership platform on the app. And so, oh gosh, they're all about weight loss and everything, but the first few are actually about setting realistic goals and actions. And so you can grab it there if you missed our course. But having those realistic goals and action steps is a major sign that 2024 is going to be your year of weight loss, because you are looking at it realistically. You are looking at it and making sure that it aligns with your life. You are fitting weight loss into your current lifestyle instead of trying to change your lifestyle to attempt crazy weight loss, right? And so that in itself is a sign that you are going to do it this year, sis. And then the last sign that 2024 is your year of weight loss is you have finally accepted that along with focusing on food and you know, your relationship with food and everything, you have got to work on your thinking. Because you are one that all day long, you give me a checklist, baby, I can do it. I can tell me what to eat, Constance, and I can work it down that checklist every day. I can eat what you tell me to eat, blah, 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 blah. And it all, you're hype girl about yourself and that for a couple weeks until you have a hard day, okay? It's you've got some negative thinking. Dang, you had some hormones, y'all. We got lots of them hormones. Whatever it is. And then your brain just decides to tell you that you suck, everything sucks, you know, weight loss sucks, you know, and then you're back at square one. Okay? And so along with this realistic planning, realistic goal setting, realistic action, all the things, you are also in tandem working on your thinking, working on when your brain starts to tell you, oh, look at you, you're about to fail again, or oh, look at you, you messed up. May as well go eat a Twinkie or whatever it is you want to eat. You know, you are starting to say things to yourself like, no, I had a slip, but it didn't mean I failed. Eating that food is not going to make it any better in the long run. I'm going to still continue to work towards my goal because I was very strategic. I was very thoughtful in creating this goal. I knew it was realistic. I looked at these parts of my life. I thought about the times that I might fail or I might slip up. And I knew that even if I did, I could still achieve this goal anyway. So starting to think about that thinking and really working to maybe change some of those natural brain processes that happened. Golly, just so, like, it is so quick and it is so easy and it is so normal feeling that you do not know that it is happening. You do not know, you know, that it is affecting your goals unless you hear someone like me saying it all the time. And so if you are saying, I'm going to start working on my thinking around my weight loss as well, that is such a good sign that 2024 is your year of weight loss. So that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this shorty episode. I hope you're having a great first week of the new year. If you are interested in maybe getting some help, having a community, having lots of resources and fun recipes and tip sheets and accountability and all the things, we are in the midst of enrollment for our next weight loss challenge. So we will end enrollment on January 5th. And we start on January 8th. Y'all, I cannot wait. Current clients, if you are listening and you know right now what I'm about to say, get in there and get your goal-getting foundations done. Let's hit a refresh. Let's, you know, I know you did them last challenge, but let's refresh. Look at the new year. Look at how things are going to go. And, you know, look at all the things in the guide that prompts you to take a look at that calendar. Take a look at some things that are getting ready to happen. Take a look at your habits, all the things, because I don't know about you, but I feel like life has been a lot since October. So I know that my goal-getting foundations will look a little different. So we always encourage a refresh and an update as we get ready to start every new challenge. All right. I hope y'all have a wonderful week and say grace. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!